In Ohio today, a trial gets underway in the biggest public corruption case the state's ever seen. Jimmy DeMora rose from sanitation worker to commissioner of Cuyahoga County, which includes Cleveland and its suburbs. He is accused of being at the center of a number of bribery schemes that federal investigators uncovered in recent years. Kevin Niedermeyer of member station WKSU tells us how it started.
It's May 2008, and the FBI in Cleveland is investigating a routine bribery case. The contractor they're interviewing casually mentions the name Jimmy DeMora. At the time, DeMora was one of the three exceedingly powerful commissioners who enjoyed expansive authority over the budget of Ohio's largest county. The contractor's comments sparked a wide-ranging federal investigation that only became public on July 28, 2008, when hundreds of federal agents raided the offices of county officials and private contractors. DeMora's home and office were among the first targets, but there were many more. In the last 3 years, more than 50 government officials, employees, private contractors, and even two judges have either been convicted or pleaded guilty in the case. Jimmy DeMora is charged with being a kingpin, running a Boss Tweed-style criminal enterprise out of the county's administration building. Prosecutors say he accepted home improvements, trips, appliances, meals, and even prostitutes in exchange for millions of dollars in county contracts. Before he was indicted last year, DeMora was mentioned in numerous court documents, but strongly denied any guilt.
I am innocent, and I will refute that 51-page information of packs of lies, innuendos, mistruths by three people that are in trouble, trying to get themselves less time.
One of those three people is former County Auditor Frank Russo, DeMora's longtime friend and political ally. Russo pleaded guilty to bribery in September 2010 and has been testifying against other defendants, hoping to get his 21-year prison sentence reduced. Former federal prosecutor Jeffrey Mearns says the long sentences being given out to other defendants may have convinced DeMora to go before a jury.
It's not totally a surprise to me that Jimmy DeMora will not plead guilty, because apparently the number that the government is insisting on is just one that is unacceptable. It would, in effect, be a lifetime sentence.
The government will try to prove that DeMora was involved in a staggering number of conspiracies, more than 60 in all, and that getting almost anything done in Cuyahoga County required a little something for DeMora. His lawyers are expected to paint the gifts as normal activity among friends or as the way business is normally done. Case Western Reserve University law professor Lewis Katz says as far as the money that changed hands, this corruption case isn't a big deal, especially compared to those in Chicago, New Jersey, or New York. But he says the level of influence Jimmy DeMora and Frank Russo exerted over the courts, contractors, and county government departments was breathtaking.
The depth of the corruption in this case, not necessarily the money, is startling, shocking, and outrageous.
DeMora's trial is expected to last 3 months, and whatever its outcome, the corruption scandal that he's accused of leading has already made a lasting impact on Cuyahoga County. Last year, disgusted voters here scrapped their three-commissioner system, replacing it with a county executive and 11-member county council. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer.